How may we overcome worldly lust? As recorded from Paul in Titus chapter 2 and verse 11, that the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and deny worldly lust, and we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Who taught that message? The Holy Spirit of God taught that message that Paul is revealing. And to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and beginning verse 11, he says regarding the mind of God, the Spirit of God knew the mind of God and hath revealed these things in words which we now speak to you. The Word of God was proclaimed of the Holy Spirit of God by these inspired apostles of the Lord. There are things that we see, there are things that we hear, there are things that we may do. But overcoming worldly lust is being a person who goes back to God and seeks His guidance and help in every way. Thus we find ourselves enjoying the favor of God and the blessings of the Lord in our daily walk of life, and how the Lord has promised us that He cares for us and will work with us as we go through this earthly life. No wonder it would be said in the closing of the book of Revelation, chapter 22, He that adds to the words of the prophets of this book, God will add unto him the plagues that are written therein. And if any man shall take away from the words of the prophets of this book, God shall take his name out of the book of life and from the things that are written in this book. God intends for His word to be correctly taught and correctly practiced in our daily walk of life. We remind you of these messages from the Crockett Church of Christ, located 7 miles due west of Senatobia on Highway 4. Our service times are Sundays, 9:30, 10:30, and 6, and Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. This is Robert Rawson in this new year.